Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
It's Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. Give it up, Cash Dolls.
Cash Dolls in the building.
What's up, y'all?
Actor, artist,
right,
etc. Mom.
So when it's listed, what do you put first? Mom.
Mom first. Mom over everything.
And then?
Oh, my God, that's a hard one. Well, I got to go with my first baby, artist.
Right, rap.
Yeah, and then.
MC.
Yeah. And then. Actress
representing the city of Detroit.
Entrepreneur.
Oh, entrepreneur. Four. That's in the four slot.
Yeah, she's making money. She's running businesses out here.
What
definitely.
Businesses you got?
Whoa, a lot of houses.
In the real estate game.
You mean landlord?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I buy them.
Real estate broker.
Yeah, and I sell them.
Oh, you buy and sell. Mm-hmm. You fix them up?
Yeah.
Wow.
Some. Most, I always put my touch on.
You try to put a little something.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes it might just be a minimal, like, you just spend a few grand going and touch this.
Minimal. I was just talking to Angela Yee, and she got a big project coming. Hopefully, I can be a part of.
She's been heavy in Detroit for a long time.
Yeah, she got a 30 union.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need that.
Angela Yee bought, like, a whole block in Detroit.
Yeah,
so.
she has a lot of property in there. And what we was talking about, she was like, because I was like, I started other places. And I'm like, I need to come back home and get this stuff. And she like, you never see it where you're at. You got to go out and get it.
Remember when Detroit, there was that whole thing. It was like, you could buy a house in Detroit for $1. I was like, I'll do it later.
Yeah, I'm there, $1,500.
Yeah.
Are they selling my old, like, because I've been waiting to buy my old house off the block, Dexter, that's in the back of my project. I've been waiting to buy it for so long because I couldn't buy it. And now they're trying to sell it for $1,500. I'm like, if you don't hurry up.
$1,500?
Yes.
You want to go halves?
No.
I got $750
I can't get
on it.
In on this?
No.
Wait, what?
But what's the holdup? Why can't you buy it?
I don't know what was going on.
Okay, okay.
But I just couldn't get it. I couldn't. I tried when I first started.
Right.
And I just couldn't get it. So.
Monique from BMF, I'm late to watching season two, but you did a phenomenal job, man.
I can't believe you late.
I'm sorry, man.
Ero, what are you doing?
You get your life.
I'd be falling asleep. You know, dad.
But it's okay because now you can binge watch it.
You good. Dad, you said dad, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, gotta take care of the lady too. You know, we gotta do the date night. Well, then you got the kid, you gotta do adult date night.
You got to, because y'all got to keep it fresh and spicy. Right. Because if you don't do that, I think date night is important in relationships.
Absolutely.
Because you have to still like each other. It's okay, you love each other. That's dull after a while. I love her, whatever. But when you still like her, you can't wait to see what she's going to wear today.
And when y'all still want to hump, too.
Exactly.
You still got to want to hump.
Yeah, because
it's that adult night, you know what I'm saying, where you could just
hump.
Forget about everything and relax and really get your hunch on.
Yeah, you have a little drink, you know, flirt with each other.
When the last time you dry humped with your loved one? Like high school.
Dry hump?
You know what I'm saying? Just like a little warm up.
Dry hump.
Like,
that's, stop.
I don't, bye. I'm not. Who does?
No, you got to grab the booty and then you kind of like do a little wind
by the
up,
way,
you know what
by the way, I'm calling bullish on anyone who says they're dry humping after like the third date. Where you have, like, once you've already had sex, the idea of going back to dry humping.
Right, it's that
I don't backwards. Even dry, bro, I'm not even dry humping as an adult. I haven't done that since probably college.
Well, what do you mean dry humping as an adult?
You were dry humping in college?
No, probably high school, right?
Okay,
high school,
okay. College.
No, don't let him change his answer. He
no,
said
I don't
it.
Even
Let's
remember. How old are you? Wait, yeah, no, maybe
They
college.
Called him dry humper.
No, you was definitely dry humping.
No, but hold on. But hold on real quick. If you, let's say you were single.
Yeah.
And you went out and you hooked up with someone for the first time.
That's right.
Before you have sex, it's dry humping a Jace.
Unless but you're just doing foreplay. You're not really, you're not rubbing with your clothes on seventh, eighth grade.
No, that was grade. Real. That was real.
Guys.
Yeah.
Like, do you hear them?
Yes. I hear all the time.
And they just really get, they understand it.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here like,
You don't remember? You remember dry humping back in the day?
Back. Not high school or before you start. No.
Now you definitely dry. Somebody dry humped you in high school. They were dry humping together.
I'm not doing this with
She
Trump.
Might not have humped back, though, but, like, dude was definitely not, like, you going to feel
case,
this.
My man is dry not... humping me to this day. I be in the mirror, he be humping behind me.
See? You see? So y'all still do be dry humping. Don't try.
He dry humps me.
You don't participate, though.
No.
You're like, what are you doing? What are
no,
you doing?
Like, come on. I'm trying to do my hair. And he be back there looking dog.
Because yeah. because you know what it is? We see it sitting there. You know what I'm saying? It's big. And
he never
mirror.
Let it sit there. He always got something to it. Yeah. Like, leave me alone.
That's good. That's a good problem.
But that's not really what you want. You don't want him to leave you alone.
Oh, my God. Next.
That's not what they want. They always say that. They always be like, yo, why you, But then a week go by and we ain't did nothing. They're like, is everything okay?
No
we yeah, don't cuddle anymore. I thought you wanted me to leave you alone.
No, that don't mean leave me alone. When I say leave me alone, that means keep doing it.
Right. Well said.
Understand my
in
language.
A relationship, because you're in a relationship. If it's not in a relationship,
if
you leave me alone.
If I say leave me alone, you better not leave out this dang
home. Right.
All right, but let's go back to BMF, okay? So how was the conversation with 50? How did you get him to cast you? How did that all come about?
First off, Randy, which is the showrunner, he wanted me on the show. You know, so... he was like, we need somebody from the D. And it was crazy because I already sent in some tapes because I've been trying to do this acting thing. You know what I'm saying? So I already sent in some tapes and they was already looking at me for the girl Kato part. So I end up, and then when I talked to Randy and Tasha Smith, they were saying like 50 didn't like casting other rappers. So they're like, I don't know. He might be kind of. And I'm like, oh, snaps. And I'm just looking at 50 from the world perspective. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm probably in trouble. You know, because it's 50. Man, he's the sweetest person ever.
Nice guy.
Amazing. He called me himself and told me I had the role. That's how I got his number. And we just end up being really cool. Like, that's like big bro. Like, he's amazing. And he called me and told me, like, you know, you did really good on this because I didn't get the Kato part. And they wanted me to try for Monique. Okay. And then I sent them one for Monique, too. They made me work for it. And then they called me and told me I had it on my dad's birthday, and my dad died on my first birthday. So on his birthday, I'd be a little... And I got a phone call from 50 Cent. Yeah. On my birthday alone, then you telling me I got the role, I was excited.
That's that blessing
That's
from
That's amazing.
The universe,
right? Yeah, I feel like That's that nice. Was my dad. It was yeah. just...
That's beautiful.
So it was a beautiful thing, and I was just super excited. This is my first real thing, and it's like a Detroit story, so I wanted to be a part of it so right. bad. Yeah.
Let's talk real quick. Just big up Lil Meech too and his acting.
Well, Lil Meech
that
did his
kid,
thing.
Man.
I used to tell Lil Meech on the first season. I used to be like, "You're gonna blow up. Watch." I used to tell him, "You're gonna blow up." He's like, "You think that kid? Yes, you are." And look at him.
No, that kid is an amazing.
He's
actor,
amazing.
Man.
He's amazing. And he just got to it, man. How the heck he do that?
Is it an adjustment when you go, like, you were already, your rap career had been building for a while. You know, you have a team. She showed up here deep. She's got a squad, makeup people, camera people running around. Then you show up to do a TV show, mm-hmm. and you're new to acting.
Yeah.
You can't really show up with the exact same way that you show up in the music world because you're proving yourself as an actor. You can't act like a diva on set.
You kind of don't even want that neither, though.
Right? You just want to be a normal person working.
Yeah, see, I have a team with me. I'm in New York. You know, I'm not at home.
Right.
I'm at home. I pull up to the mall by myself. They call me like, "Why are you at who you with?" And I be by myself. Like, I'm at the mall.
The mall.
I'm like, what? Yeah. I want to be regular. I'm at the cleaners. Can I go to the cleaners, please?
Right. And that must be a nice thing about working then too, because like you get to go and just be someone who's working with other people.
Yeah. And I go on set. It's secure. You know, don't nobody know where we at. I have my own trailer. I'm just going set by myself. I pull up by myself. And go by myself. Like, I can't do that at shows because I got fans all out there.
Right.
It's a different way you got to move when you're rapping and when you being an actress. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I don't act like a diva. I'm real chill. I'm chill. I don't like all that extra stuff. I don't like making people feel uncomfortable.
Detroit girls, y'all, Detroit people in general, I feel like are chill all the time.
Yeah, we really chill. It's like, I don't like people walking on eggshells around me. Like, even with my assistant, like, when we first start working, I'm like, just calm down. You ain't even got to. Because now I feel awkward when you're around me and you on eggshells because I'm like, what the? Is this an alien?
Oh, good, great segue. That was a great segue from Cash Doll. Because we were talking about aliens. UFOs.
Unidentified aerial phenomena.
Come on now. And
UAPs and UFOs.
And Cash, your thoughts on that were, when it came up in the room.
When the UFOs land, what I said, how you feel?
I'm going right in that shit.
What does that mean?
I have a problem with this because Laura's afraid.
Because
Rosenberg's afraid. You want to go to war.
You gotta have the ups you on somebody. Fight? You don't want them to have the ups on you.
Why?
It's either you or them. It's either you or them.
Why?
Because she's from the D, and we getting it in.
But why do we act this way around things we don't understand?
Because we got to understand it first. So you got to prove yourself.
Yeah, but if you start with violence, you're not going to understand
but
it.
But I'm just going to have, I'm ready just in case.
Just in case.
Here we go.
Just in case, you got to be like this. Like,
really? Yo, they can come out and have 93 arms.
She
you're like this.
She like this. who wants what? She's doing this joint, the little old school rotator?
No, facts. Because why?
Let me ask you something. See, now, and this, I'm being real. The reason I have a problem with this is because this is how humans, especially Americans, respond to anything we don't understand.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's automatically what they trying to do.
But what? How do you supposed to respond to something you don't know?
Well, no. So what now, if it's hang on you? Hang like, on. If you're thinking of some people from outer space, some creatures from outer space, have decided to fly from wherever they are all the way to where we are. First and foremost, they can get here. We can't get there. So they know
something. They're coming to do damage.
No, they know something we don't know already.
Right.
They know something we don't know. Listen. And with that in mind,
why would they land?
That's how I feel.
Why wouldn't they just light us up from the sky?
That's an interesting point.
Because
they already got us. Here's the thing.
What if they don't know how to do it?
They already got the drop on you. They're coming into your spot.
What if they don't even know what bombs is? Because we don't know
Trust
what these
me,
people
if
is.
If they can travel from where they are to where we
but
are.
But how do you even know they know what bombs is? A spaceship is something we have never been in before. They don't know. They got the drop on you already.
You might as well be nice. You can't get where they from.
So you ain't about to. I ain't about to just let you kill me in front of me, bro. You're going to have to work for this.
I ain't going to let you kill me in front of me.
His point is maybe they're not going to kill you.
You're going to have to do it in the air. You ain't doing it in front of me.
No, but that's real. People be afraid of things we don't understand off top.
I get what you're saying, though, because you like give it a chance, but it's like that chance could cause your life just like that. You don't know what they own. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we got to have almost a meeting. Like, all right, you over there and I'm back here, and then you got to prove yourself that you ain't
so now what
me.
I would give you is this. What I would give you is this. Because I'm tight if anybody show up unannounced. Y'all could have sent a text, an announcement, something.
Something, but what if they ain't got no phones?
They got something. If you could travel from where you are to where I'm at, you could give us some
See,
sort of...
See, this conversation we having right now is right here to show that there are unstable creatures we don't know about.
No, we're the you unstable said, ones.
We're not.
Yes, we...
We're perfectly fine. What do you mean?
We're the unstable ones, man.
No. They unstable.
I mean, we're over here.
Why we never
ozone,
heard of them before?
You know,
why we never seen them?
Yo, Americans, only 30% of Americans got a passport anyway. The reason most of us ain't never heard of nothing is because we don't go no fucking where.
Why go places?
And I ain't never heard of them.
No, I never heard of them, never seen it, never nothing. It's always been a speculation.
Cash Doll has a mixtape with the great DJ Drama.
That's right,
right
Gangsta
now,
Grills.
Gangsta Grills
tape. Yeah, I do.
Talk to me about this Icewear Vezo track, y'all collaborating again.
Oh, that's my brother.
Yeah.
Vez is like really my brother. Like Vez was the first person, like in Detroit that did me a feature.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first artist that had a buzz. They did me a feature. I think he was my first feature, actually. He was the first person to ever bring me out on a huge stage. Mm-hmm. He was the first person to say my name in a song and make it pop, you know. And he was the first person to start calling me KD. Like, that's really my brother. So we always made music, but we never got a chance to get one of the ones. Like, because I have, like, a lot of Detroit, like, anthems with a lot of people, but me and him didn't get a chance to get one of the ones. And this his type of style beat.
Yeah.
Like, that's that up the skull. Like, that's his vibe. And I'm like, on this tape, I just want to, you know, like, do all different type of Detroit-style beats and ride them how I would ride them and do the and have the artist on it, the who beat it remind me of.
Right.
And that's what I did. And so I did. He came in. He heard the beat. First off, y'all, the beat played. He was sitting there. He was telling me what type of tape I should have. The beat dropped. He got up like, went right in the studio and started rapping. I swear to God. So I'm like, all right, bet. We about to have a banger. Then after he left, I put mine down. I mean, after he got done, I put my verse down, and I just, that's one of my favorites off the song, off the track. It's like
R&Q.
My favorite. Mm-hmm, R&Q.
Let's play R&Q, I Swear Vezo, Cash Doll. How did the drama Gangsta Grillz opportunity
Well, you know, I have a partnership with Monarch. So when I did that with them, and I was making my music, because at first I was going to drop another single, and I'm like, no, I need to flood the streets first before I drop an album. So I'm like, all right, bet. I'm about to do a mixtape. So I end up, you know, everything start rolling in. And, you know, the A&R was like, well, what about a Gangsta Grillz mixtape? At first I was like, it's going to be all that stuff over the songs. I don't know. I swear to God, that's what I said.
Oh,
and then I listened to Bez and Dramas. And I'm like, it's hard. But I remember Drama. I didn't know if Drama was back like how Drama used to be. You know, that's legendary stuff. Like, so I didn't know if he was back like that. And then I heard Vez and Dramas, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is Drama. This is still outside. Drama. He back outside. I'm like, heck yeah. I called him back. Like, yeah, I want him on it. Like, put him on it. And that's what happened.
Wow.
Well, this is, I don't know, would you guys say the most active female MC era in hip hop history?
I believe we're
I
on,
agree.
Well, I think we're on the precipice of the true women's revolution of hip hop is like.
Why do you say it's only the precipice, the beginning?
Because I still think it's if I'm being realistic and fair to everyone, like there's a lot of names, there's a lot of buzz, but for it to be like solidified, there's still going to need to be more albums and projects and things that happen, I think.
Okay.
But the names are there. Like we're seeing the people popping up who could be.
You know,
really
and
big
I just
stars.
Think it's an era where it's social media, right?
You need us to call somebody in from the crew for that?
No, I'm cool.
You got?
She got this on Smash.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, maybe she needed backup.
That's cute. That was quick and easy.
Thank you. but what I think is, I think that social media is out. And people love fine girls. They love nice bodies. And I feel like people get this platform, and they be like, I'm going to be a rapper. Because they think rapping is easier than singing. You really have to harmonize. You have to sing. But it's like with rapping, I feel like they think it's just like, okay, I can go back there.
So you got more people trying, like, more people shooting the shot.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of people that's going to shoot their shot. And by it being so many now, it's like, okay, I got a chance. Let me try at least. Or let me just see. Like they plan with it. And then sometimes it go when they plan with it. And then they take it and run with it. And then it don't last that long.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And so we'll see who turns out to be the real deal.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So like I've been around 2013, 14 before this era.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I've been around for a very long time. So I watched a lot of the girls come and go and some that's still here. But you could tell the ones that really work and love and do it because they still around. And then you could tell the ones that just came and tried to make it work and it didn't work. So I think that it's a big era of it because of social media. Because you get a platform and people be, oh, you know, you got the people in your ear like, oh my God, you got this many followers. You look good. You should just do this.
Well, and also, too, I'll factor in, too, because of social media, just like you're saying, and streaming. You know, if a woman creates a movement, right, whether that's a business movement, you know, a music movement, women are big supporters of other women in many ways, especially when it comes to buying products and buying things and engagement and commenting and that sort of thing. And if you can harness that, and really, you know, turn that into a business, there's an opportunity there. So I'm assuming that's why I see a lot of other record labels also investing in women artists, too, because they're seeing the engagement from the consumer.
From women to women. Yeah. And it don't hurt to try. Why not try?
That's right.
But I just feel like when you're passionate about it, you know, it shows. And that's where the longevity come in at.
Throughout the years, look, people don't get along, right? Dudes is beefing, girls is beefing, dudes and girls is beefing. Beef happens.
Yeah.
Would you say right now in your career, though, you pretty much getting along with everybody?
I get along
right?
with everybody. Yeah. Even the stuff I did have a problem with before, because I had a problem with, it was too many dolls.
A lot of dolls.
I was the first one, and I just feel like I didn't come out as Cash Minaj or Cash the Stallion, or, you know, I could let everybody have their last name in the game, you know, but I felt like with mine, there was a lot of people at it, and I didn't like that, but I grew out of it. You know, it just is what it is, you know, like, I just, whatever.
And a lot of them didn't make it, that part.
She's not even saying anything.
It's easy to get past something when you get to see, like, oh, okay, that didn't really pan out for them.
And that's why I say when you show passion, you see how longevity lasts. And now I just sit back and now being in the game, I've learned a lot too, because at first I was just like, I want everybody. I'm Detroit. Mm-hmm. I just, right. What you said, don't, but now it's like,
You know, everyone from Detroit out. Has the Eminem battle scene at the end of 8 Mile just built into their brain on repeat.
Mm-hmm, and it is what it is.
Listen, go get that Gangsta Grills from Cash Doll.
Yeah.
Also go check out BMF season 2.
You go check out BMF.
Hey, right. listen.
Tell him.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it either, but I just like that you were giving a hard time
but
for
it. But it's good. He can binge watch. You had a lot going on.
I really enjoyed it. I told you.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, you're going
to
enjoy it.
Yeah, he told me to get up on
it's
it.
Really good. And the second season is even better.
I love it.
Lala in the second season.
Yeah, she told us. She came up here.
Mm-hmm.
She was in there getting naked again.
I'm not telling nothing.
I think because she came up here and was like,
"All right, man, let's not start asking people if they're getting naked now." So Cash Doll,
congratulations. Thank you.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.